And I'll stop labeling you Tear Factory, even though you'll always remain that.
This is not the time for silly fights. Will the two of you ever grow up?
Mom said. But she seemed pleased that both of her children had retained their childhood bond, even if it was based on teasing and banter. Then there was a call from my cousin Pinky.
Bhaiya, please do an advance booking to correct my parrot beak nose,
she said excitedly. Wait till you are 18, I said, by which time your face, nose, as well as your brain will have fully developed. As more greetings poured in, I reveled in my achievement. But even in my moment of glory, I could not help reflecting on the tyranny of the exam system. In the name of competition, it had caused 70 screwed-up faces for just 2 overjoyed ones. By evening, our house was full of boisterous relatives and friends. An impromptu celebration has its own charm. There were no hassles in making arrangements, as a couple of eating joints in the nearby market did home delivery. My doctor friends had nicknamed the H-block market the heart attack block, as the dhabas here, which dished out fat-rich food, seem to have been financed by the cardiology departments of various hospitals. My patients, who I often lectured on avoiding excessive fat intake, would have been horrified if they saw me consistently wolf down the keema naan with extra butter at Laziz Dhaba. There were a few yuppies, but they were easily outnumbered by the puppies, prosperous urban Punjabis, a community which believes that subtlety is the biggest crime. The tandoori chicken awaited its last ritual bath in whiskey. After some casual conversation, boasting about property and promiscuity took over. Dad's cousin Suresh downed a few large pegs quickly to achieve a respectable level of drunkenness. Once his eyes were sufficiently red, his tongue began to wag. He talked to me in a loud voice so that everyone paid attention.
Oi, Dhruv, take charge of our aging faces, but do a reverse facelift on Narinder. Create more wrinkles on his face.
To confuse me further, he maintained a poker face. Narinder, Suresh's target, was Dad's younger brother. It was one of the weirdest demands of my whole surgical career. I had never read or heard about anything called reverse facelift surgery. But why so? I asked.
As Narinder is growing older, he is getting more and more girlfriends.
Suresh grinned. Then he broke into peals of uproarious laughter. Narinder's wife, Sunita, initially looked to be in a tizzy. But she too started laughing after realizing that the whiskey was directing Suresh's performance. The party ended well past midnight. I went to the terrace to watch my favorite show, The Night Sky. To me, it seemed like a lovely woman in a classy black gown. That night, the usual city haze was fortunately not there. I focused my gaze to the top of the sky dome and was rewarded with the sight of some constellations, Lyra, Hercules, and Cygnus. Perhaps I was destined to be an astronomer. After my birth, my paternal aunt Nirmala had been given the honor of naming me. She had called me Dhruv, the pole star. How could I know that there would be such a burden to live up to my name? When I was around 5, each day unveiled new discoveries. I used to fire all the queries at my mom in the belief that she was an encyclopedia. One evening, I asked her the meaning of my name. After nightfall, she took me to the terrace and showed me the pole star. I was catapulted into a magical kingdom high above the earth.
Why did Pua name me after this star?
I asked.
Dhruv is the only fixed star, whereas all the others keep rotating. Since time immemorial, it has guided sailors and travelers.